When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm everywhere, y'all. Pretty much. I have a Facebook page too. If you're on Facebook, Mental Illness is on Facebook as well. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. This is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for the last almost 4 years, since October of 2017. The point of my entire platform, almost 600,000 people on TikTok, and it's growing everywhere else, is to bring awareness to, you know, narcissistic personality disorder and other mental health, mental illnesses, mental, you know, disorders as well. And in the process of doing that, validate the victims and survivors of this, you know, of these disorders. Today's episode is going to be about moving very, very fast with a narcissist. You know, so me being a diagnosed narcissist, I know that speed is the weapon of a narcissist. Just point blank period, y'all. Speed is the weapon of a narcissist. Like, narcissists want to move fast because we know in our brains, the narcissist knows that if we take it too slow, if we move too slow, then you might know that who we really are. You might see who we really are. You might see the real intentions behind our actions, and you might not like us. You might not want to be with us. So that's why narcissists move very, very fast. And I know one of the main questions that I get on all my platforms is just like, why don't the narcissists just tell us who they really are and we would be fine? Everything would be fine. I wish it was as simple as that. I wish it was that simple, but it's never that simple when you're dealing with a disorder. Like, we don't think that we deserve love, but we want to try to get it anyway. I don't think I deserve love. Even in my position right now, it's hard for me to accept love. It's hard for me to accept it. It's hard for me to accept that people can love and care about me in the state that I am, dealing with the mental health stuff that I have going on. It's still hard to accept. Even now, y'all, in all of my self-awareness, it's still hard to accept. So even now, I move fast. If I was to be single again out here in this crazy world, I would still move fast. I would try to take it slow. I would try to, because I'm aware. But my base state, my original setting, my factory setting, my default setting is speed. Because I know, like I said, if you don't know me, maybe you'll like me. Maybe I can still become whoever you want me to become. But even now, like, that's the point of my platform now, though, is like one of the points is to show people that if you are a narcissist, you can possibly be yourself. And, you know, maybe everybody won't hate you. People are still going to hate you. People hate me just for being a narcissist. They don't know me for anything. As soon as I say I have narcissistic personality disorder, people are like, I hate you. You're a devil. You're a Jezebel spirit habit piece of beep. I was like, bro, or woman. Christians, you know, I get that so much, y'all. But slow it. That's why I tell people to slow it down. And here are a few. I wrote it down today, y'all. Here are a few signs that, like, narcissists like to move fast. So they will force speed on you. They'll force it on you. You'll try to set boundaries, and they'll try to blow through those boundaries like a roadblock. Like, they've been drinking, and you have a roadblock set up. They'll try to blow through it. You know what I mean? They'll avoid those boundaries at all costs. So one of the things that let you know that you are moving too fast with a narcissist is they will force meeting the parents on you really, really quick. Because I know in society, meeting the parents is a big step. So if you meet somebody and you're meeting their parents within a week or 2 weeks or within not a reasonable time, you know, if it's like the first week and you're meeting the parents, hey, I tell my parents about you and they want to meet you. What? In a week? That's a red flag, y'all. Slow it down. You know what I mean? Meeting the parents is a big, huge step in anybody's life. So if they have told their parents about you and they want you to meet the parents in a week, set a boundary. And if they still blow past that boundary, like, no. Like, if we're going to be serious, if we're going to move forward, you have to meet my parents anyway. Like, you got to meet them sooner or later. So why not meet them right now? Yes. Why do I have to meet them right now if we're going to be together for a long time? Can I not meet them later after we get to know each other better? After I get to know your last name? your dress, your shoe size, you know what I mean, your allergies. But can we exchange allergies first? Like allergy medications or what we're allergic to? Can we at least get to the point where we're putting each other down as emergency contacts first? Please. Can we get to that point first? You know what I mean? So that's what you have to kind of work through right there. Like, set a boundary up and don't let them blow through the boundary. Like I said, like a roadblock. Don't meet the parents if you're not comfortable meeting the parents. Don't let them force meeting the parents on you, because it'll be awkward and the parents can sense that awkward energy. Like, are you really ready to meet us? Yes, sir. I'm ready to meet you. I love your daughter, sir. Or I love your son, sir. You know, really, really quick in a week or two. Y'all making future plans. That's, oh my goodness. That's kind of trapping you in really, really quick and putting you in an uncomfortable situation. So meeting the parents really, really fast is a red flag that narcissists will force it on you to connect you, to make you feel more connected to them, to make the emotional connection with you stronger. So slow that meeting the parents stuff down, y'all, please. The next thing, meeting their children. If they have children from a previous, let me rewind it a little bit too. They'll want to meet your parents fast too. So that works as well. They'll want to meet your parents too. So it works both ways. They'll introduce you to their parents, to our parents, if they're still alive or still in our lives and whatnot, and try to meet your parents too. So that it works both ways. I almost let that part out. So part two, sorry about that. Meeting the kids. So if the narcissist has a kid from a previous relationship, they'll try to get you to meet the kid fast as crap because that connects them. Especially, like, you know, that'll connect you faster to them. Especially if you want kids or you already have kids, you know, and especially if I'm speaking from the male perspective because I'm a man, he, him. Women like good fathers. Women like to see good, you know, reproduction is the, if reproduction is the goal. I know everybody can't reproduce, but like I said, if reproduction is the goal, you want to make sure to see that the person you're talking about reproducing with is a good parent. So they'll try to force it on you really, really quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Time out, y'all. My son is bringing me a drink. I can't turn down a drink for my son. Mmm. Delicious. Thank you. You want some? Yeah. All right, have some. All right, close the door. Close the door. Thank you. If y'all see my other video, he came in here with some food a few minutes ago. I can't turn my son down, y'all. That's a boundary. Like, one of my boundaries is, like, stop what you're doing and interact with your kids. You know what I mean? Sorry about that. But, what's that? Meeting the kids. Isn't that cute that was? Meeting the kids. Like I said, you want to know the person you plan on reproducing with, if they are, you know, worthy of reproducing with. So, of course, the narcissist will try to force you to meet their kids really, really quick. You know? So set a boundary on that. That's a test. That's a test boundary. Like, look, I don't want to meet your kid until we're at least, you know, 3 to 6 months, maybe 9 months into this. They'll try to get you to meet the kid the first week, 2 weeks in. Like me with my wife, I tried to, like, when I first met her, like a month in, I was trying to introduce her to my son. Like 3 weeks in, I was on the way with my son. But she set a boundary. You know what I mean? So set that boundary really, really quick that you don't want to meet their kids. And they don't need to meet your kids until y'all really actually know each other, know about each other. You know what I mean? Because that's the way they trap you in. I hear that so much when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. I hear that so much right there. They're like, well, I just got connected to the son. Like, I met the son in 3 weeks, and I just really, really connected to the son. And it just hurts me to let me, like, I don't want to not be part of the son's life because I've been there now. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Met the kid too quick. Slow down. Or they'll try to meet your kids real quick and really build a connection with your kids really, really quick. So that is a boundary you need to set, male or female. Set that boundary. And if they try to blow through that boundary, that is a red flag. Look at me dropping bombs. They're dropping not bombs. Look at me dropping jewels for y'all. Stuff that I've done. Y'all, I've done this stuff. I'm telling y'all, I've done this stuff. This is stuff that I've done. You know what I mean? This is stuff I've done. And like I said, it's, you know, I end up being single again, I'll do it again. You know what I mean? Everybody's not gonna know who my face is. You mean Google me? Yeah, Google your date. If you know their full name, Google your date. You know what I mean? Google your date. Google their name and whatnot. Google the person you're seeing. Google them. You can Google them. That's getting to know them. Google them. See if they got a prison record or something like that. It helps. Google helps. You Google my name, you'll see everything come up. You was on first date with me, and you Google my name. He's like, narcissist. That might turn you off. This is a red flag. You see it. It's out there. Google. Google. Slow down. Google. I didn't write that one down. That's came out the top of my head because Google's up on my computer right now. So Google them. Google helps. Google can save a life. Another thing I got written down right here is wanting to travel really, really fast. Wanting to get you away, just to whisk you away to a foreign place or somewhere far, far away for a vacation together. Like within, 2 or 3 weeks. Let's go to Paris. Mexico is beautiful right now. Really, really quick. Get you away from everything because you get you away from your current surroundings, to get you in a foreign place, to get you away from some stuff that you're everything that you're used to, you have to rely and emotionally connect more to that person a lot of times. So getting you away from stuff helps. Like I remember, so this is a situation in my real life. This wasn't even planned. This is just how it happened. Like I met my wife in November of 2011. And December 2011, we were planning a beach trip together because she had already planned a beach trip, and the person I guess she was going to go with flaked. So guess what? We took a vacation together, 2 or 3 weeks into knowing each other, and guess what happened? At the end of the vacation, guess who were Facebook official in the relationship? Us. You see how that works? I'm gonna do a TikTok on that. I'm gonna do a TikTok on that right there, because like taking quick vacations, quick trips. They make you connect to people emotionally because they, if you're in a foreign place, they're the only constant. They're the only thing that you know, and you might not even know them really. But guess what? You connect to that person more emotionally and physically a lot of times because y'all are in a foreign place. Who can you trust other than me? This is a real life story. I just thought about that, y'all. So TikTok ideas are coming out of nowhere. But that's all I got right there. That's all I got written down right there. Traveling too fast. Meeting the parents, meeting the kids. I know there's some more other ones that I probably missed. I just wrote those down while I was doing a one-on-one because she was just spouting out all those red flags. I was like, goodness gracious. You know what I mean? Other stuff you can watch out for really, really fast. Insurance policies, wanting to join insurance policies, buy a house together before you really know each other, move in together before you really know each other, stuff like that. Red flags, y'all. Those are red flags. Don't move in with somebody you don't know. Google them. Google is your friend. Get the truth about them. Because there's so many people that get in a situation with like, I didn't even know this person was married. I think marriage license is a public record. Google that person's first and last name and marriage. Put marriage behind it. Marriage is public record. And it's another situation too where people get into, I'm gonna expound upon this later. I'm just babbling now. But like, if somebody tells you that they're married, but they're living together, but not together. Like we're living together, but we're not together. We're separated. Shouldn't you be able to ask the other person? Like, well, is it cool if I ask her? Hey, I know you said you're separated from your husband, but like, is it cool if I ask him just to make sure I don't want to cross any boundaries or anything like that? No. You don't need to ask me. Why you lying? Red flags. Anyways, y'all. Hit that like and subscribe button and whatnot, because I really appreciate all of y'all. If you're watching, if you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, please subscribe. Give me 5 stars. Give me a rating and whatnot. Rate me. Let me know what you think. I really, truly appreciate every single person that listens to this. Take the time out of your day to listen to this. I hope I help you. Hope somehow I can change your life like you're changing mine. I truly appreciate y'all. And mental illness is out again. Peace.